Let's bring on Vaterstad's Ben Sander. Hello, Ben.
Hey, Mick. How you doing?
I'm good. Now, we talked to you about Amity and about Concord and about Wilrich, but now can we talk about Wilrich again a little?
Definitely. I'm in the whole thing that's happened last May. Vaterstad, Swedish company, came in and purchased the AGCO Amity joint venture, which was the umbrella of Wilrich, Wishick, and Concord, which was the Amity seating a couple years ago. All the brands are still there, still going strong. Vaterstad isn't very known in our area as much other than for the Seedhawk line.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dealer in town here in Minot that's done very well with the line, but Vaterstad's definitely a Swedish or a European company, from Sweden there. But my goal this year then is to help introduce the name to the U.S. market more so, because they have a lot to offer and they're making lots of big investments into our facilities to help capture some of that U.S. market.
All right. Well, will we see a Vaterstad drill or disc or field cultivator, anything like that, or will it remain Wilrich and Concord?
We're definitely working on some cross products between Seedhawk line and the Concord line. That was an immediate interest for them for sure. And so there's different things to work on, and obviously we want to make everything work nice together and meet expectations and our high standards. So we'll see some things in the near term here that we'll be working on that everybody will be immediately available to benefit from.
All right. Well, that's exciting. Change is good. Keeping things the way they are, the way they've always been, is also good to a lot of people out there. So what do you have for guys in 2022 in the heart of the Red River Valley? We're gonna move some earth out there.
That's for sure. Yeah, we're working hard on getting our orders out right now. Challenge for everybody, but getting all the tillage equipment out for the Wilrich and the Wishick. We got a few seeders to finish getting ready and push out for in time for the seeding season here on the Concord side of things. But, high demand everywhere, and we're looking forward to keep servicing guys. We've had, there's been doing a lot of research between our Canadian counterparts now and Wahpeton as to what we can offer even as soon as next year.
Mm-hmm.
So different things there. Stay tuned for more things to come. But we're real excited, especially Vaterstad is really happy to be in the Wahpeton area, Wahpeton-Breckenridge area, and just in the U.S. in general. And they're stepping up, making large investments, and they're looking to be, kind of an employer of choice. It's a great place, great people to work for. I've really enjoyed it so far. All of my coworkers have. And they're just making those more investments to make it more attractive, more comfortable, and just better for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
If you make those steps, you invest in your people, you invest in your product, those the results that you typically want as a business will come later on. But they're willing to really to lay their word down, and we're here for you no matter what.
There's a lot of people who were enticed by a major employer that came into the area recently, and maybe the grass was not greener on the other side of the hill. So you're offering an opportunity for people in the Wahpeton area to have a great job, great local company that's been around. You've been making stuff in Wahpeton for how long?
Exactly. Wilrich has been around since 1964.
Yeah.
And so our facility is still there in the same spot, named for the Wilkin and Richland counties that it lives in. And so we're there for the long haul. And making improvements. I think it's we're definitely going to be a highly desired place. I mean, it's lots of good people to work for and work with, and all the technology and safety. Safety comes first with Vaterstad. That's the number one priority. Safety, quality, delivery, which is a little challenge this year. Those are the top three priorities of all five, and we're looking to continually to grow that, and then barely be able to introduce new products into the U.S. Vaterstad has a wide portfolio for the European products and some more in Canada, and to bring those into the U.S., just setting it up right for success.
Okay, super. Well, as we move forward, there'll be a lot more opportunities for farmers. They're kind of hungry for new stuff right now because, you go to most OEMs and hey, it's a year. We'll take your order. We'll deliver it sometime in 2023. It's frustrating for everybody. But you guys you still have some equipment that'll go out this year. Huh?
Yeah, well, it's stuff that has been ordered over the past 12 months for sure. But yeah, no, anything orders taken now is definitely into 2023 right now. Yeah. As we're sitting, maybe a couple things for fall, but there ain't much left. We're pretty sold out. So. It's a good thing for us. It's also a challenge. We've already seen strides being made since the new ownership has come in to increase capacity. We were able to take on more cultivator orders than we thought we were, increase capacity there. So that's a great benefit to everybody. Mm-hmm. And so I think we'll keep seeing that stride come along and be able to have more capacity and accommodate the demand as we go along here.
Okay, that'd be for the Wilrich stuff.
Well, everything made out of the Wahpeton factory. So from Wilrich, Wishick, and Concord products. Our 10K planter bar, super high demand for custom planters nowadays, so great platform there to build upon.
Okay, and the widths available on those or the different models that you have in the that?
In the 10K there, so we have a 60-foot and a 90-foot bar. Couple different spacings available, couple different track setups, but you got 1,500-gallon liquid capacity and 150-bushel seed capacity. So there's a lot of capacity there to be able to hold on and get your planting done as you need to there.
All right. When it comes to tillage, Wilrich, and again, widths available there.
Tillage products, vary. Of course, we got everything from deep tillage to just cultivators. Our big Soil Pro disc ripper is a monstrous machine, 6 feet tall itself. There we'll make it up from a 5-shank to a 13-shank, 30-inch spacing. So. You got some width there. We got the Chisel Pro, which is kind of a double disc ripper, real heavy duty there. Kind of built off the Soil Pro, but it doesn't go as deep. There's a little narrower spacing, 35 feet wide, 34 and a half feet wide. You get some productivity there. Cultivators for the spring work, they'll go anywhere from 30 feet up to 60 feet. So lots of productivity opportunity there. And everything in between there.
Yeah, you said not as deep. So some of these, they're working, 3, 4, 6 inches or
yeah,
what?
It depends on what you need. We have chisel plows that go anywhere from 25 to 60 feet, but in the valley, they're going a little deeper, so maybe they'll max out at 40, 45 feet, whereas you get central North Dakota, your 60-foot chisel plow is a norm, but they're only going a few inches deep. So
right, yeah.
Southern Minnesota, they don't use chisel plow, but they use disc chisels, and they'll go 10, 12 inches deep on those things.
Yeah, all right. Exciting times for you because you are developing, you're moving forward with the Wilrich, Wishick, and Concord line and Amity line all moving forward under the Vaterstadt umbrella.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll begin to see that a lot more this year. It's all a lot more about awareness, trying to associate, get people familiar with the Vaterstadt name since it's not very well known in the U.S. But Vaterstadt has been in business since 1962 in Vaterstadt, Sweden. So it's been around for a long time, 100% family-owned company. Third generation is part of the ownership now, and they stand behind their word and they invest. They invest and invest, and everything comes back into the company. So very good company to work for and very good company to buy a product from because they're going to stand behind it no matter what. They've taken some hits before, and they still stand behind it no matter what because, we're service behind our word. We're service to the customer. You can count on us for sure.
All right. Ben Sander, what is the website to get more information on all of your products?
Well, you want a website? I got 4 websites for you. Okay. We got 4 brands, So the ones everybody's familiar with, ConcordSeeding.com, WishickMFG.com, Wilrich.com. All our local familiar brands. But new one to check out to learn more about Vaterstadt is Vaterstadt.com. That's like Vader, like Darth Vader, and then STAD, Vaterstadt.com. And that'll take you to the international site, then you can go to the North American site from there.
Gotcha. Ben Sander, thank you very much. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you, Mick.
You bet.